Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to the Computer Guys with this special day before Thanksgiving episode. A couple of turkeys here on the radio.
That's right. It's not the turkey shoot, though, so don't take any shots at us. But we are here to talk about computers and turkey for the next half hour.
That's right, Kev. And the best way to do that is to give us a call here, 395-1450. We'd be happy to help you out with some of those questions that you might have. 395-1450 is the best way to get a hold of us, but we also do check our email.
Yep, and if you want to get in touch with us that way, it's computerguys@whtc.com, and we'll be checking that throughout the show today as well as throughout the week. So if you're at a computer and you've got a question, comment, or I don't know, anything to do with anything, just go ahead and send us an email, computerguys@whtc.com.
That's right, Kevin. The phone lines are open. We'll be taking those calls under the air here. So it's always a fun show when we get some good calls, interesting calls, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Might have some questions about what type of deals are out there and people looking for some of those deals Friday on technology. That's always one of the hot things, Kev. People get in line earlier and earlier every year for cheap computers or cheap DVD. Well, this year it's to be Blu-ray players that are so cheap. It's $118 at Walmart for a Blu-ray player.
And if you're in line right now, already waiting for the deals, give us a call and just tell us if there's anybody else in line.
That's right.
Or if it's just you.
Hopefully not. At least not at this point. The Kev, this is a story for him a couple of weeks ago, but we've had so many calls. I guess we did have a chance to talk about this. AVG virus scanner was removing a critical Windows file. I did mention that last week. So if you're having some problems booting your computer after AVG upgrade, that could have been why. But it's still a good free product, so don't be afraid to download it.
Let's just hope they don't do that again. That was a bad idea, whoever did that.
Yeah, that was a mistake. Probably the new guy.
He's probably not there anymore.
Yeah, could be.
Probably gone to work for McAfee.
Also, Kev, a lot of people talk about Google here, and Google Maps is a nice free service online. You can go to maps.google.com and type in an address, and it's got a little button on there for satellite.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a pretty horrible picture of Michigan in general, especially West Michigan. You can barely see, like, Macatawa on there. But the Indian Space Agency, ISRO, is to roll out a rival to Google Earth. Emboldened by its first mission to the moon, India is to take on a target closer to Earth, Google. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, which is based in Bangalore, will roll out a rival to Google Earth, the hugely popular online satellite imagery service, by the end of the month.
Interesting.
The project will allow users to zoom into areas as small as 10 meters wide, compared with the 200-meter wide zoom limit on Google Earth.
Wow.
Now, that's pretty close.
That is pretty close.
You know, you think about that, 10 meters. That's what, 30 feet?
Yeah.
A little over? That's pretty amazing.
I kind of want to see it.
You know, obviously, you zoom into to Holland, and you can see maybe 30 miles, maybe.
Yep.
But
it's pretty horrible in Holland. Yeah, I wonder what the range is on the Live Maps one. Because it's pretty good.
Live Maps?
Yeah.
For Microsoft Search Engine
Live? I don't know what the actual range is.
Well, that's pretty amazing if you can do the bird's eye view.
Yeah.
That is cool because it doesn't just show you straight down. You know, you look straight down and it is cool and you can see streets and everything. It doesn't really give you that 3D perspective.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to live.com to their mapping service, they have a little button on there when you type in an address called bird's eye.
Mm-hmm.
And you click on that and it goes at maybe not a 45-degree angle, but pretty close, so you can actually see height and depth and width, everything, and looks more like a 3D picture. And that is pretty slick. I've shown that to a number of people, and the pictures of Holland are just awesome. I mean, you can see a lot on there. And it's really cool because, you know, you drive around town, and there are a lot of things you don't notice.
That's right. But when you look at it from the top,
area, a large wooded area.
There's a house back there.
Creek, streams. Oh, yeah, houses, sure. Property that's completely undeveloped that you think, man, I wonder who owns that.
Yep.
You can zoom around. And, of course, on live.com, they've got those pictures from, looks like the early spring or late winter. No snow on the ground and no leaves on the trees.
Wonder how often they update those.
I don't know. That's a good question. I think the photos on there now are from about 2 years ago, if I had to guess. But let's go ahead and take this phone call here. Good afternoon, caller. You're on with the computer guys.
Hi, computer guys. How are you today?
Good, you?
Good. Nice to see the sun out for a change.
Is it? Oh, yeah, I see a little blue sky out there.
Hey, my daughter has a laptop, and she experienced a couple weeks ago a blue screen error.
Mm-hmm.
And then she took it in. She goes to college down at Western. She took it into the computer shop there, and they looked at it. Well, she brought it in, and it booted up just fine, no problem. So it worked fine. They did some diagnostics, couldn't find anything wrong. And then it happened again. So she went online and tried to figure out what might be causing the problem, and she thinks that it has something to do with her D-Link drivers.
Okay.
Does that sound right?
Well, it could be a large percentage of the blue screens are because of drivers or software for the computer.
Okay.
Narrowing it down to exactly which drivers or which software it is can be a little bit tricky, though.
Should we try downloading new drivers?
Since it didn't show the problem when it was being looked at by the support company. If she has like a printer connected to it, that might be the culprit. That when it's actually connected and the printer's connected to it, that then it starts blue screening. One thing she could try and do there is, either have the printer unplugged, or if that is the case, and with the printer unplugged, everything works fine with it plugged in. It has the blue screen. Go update the printer drivers.
All right. I don't think it was the printer drivers because when it happened before, she wasn't at home, so I doubt that she had.
Okay, so she wasn't connected to anything.
No.
It really could be caused by any number of drivers. Would she have been connected to anything at all, or had anything plugged into it when she had the problem?
I doubt it. She doesn't have a internal wireless card. It's external.
Okay.
I wonder, could it be the card itself?
It's very possible. I would say have her try it with the card in and then with the card out. And if that's the issue, it's either one, a bad card, or two, the drivers for the card need to be updated. And that's available from the manufacturer's website.
Okay. All right. I think we'll try the drivers first.
I would definitely do that.
Because it seems intermittent, so it's hard to say.
And see, if it is happening with the card in, shut it off immediately, pull the card out, and try it again and see if it works fine.
All right.
Okay?
All right. Sounds great. Thanks so much for your help. Oh, and I had another question. I was thinking about getting her one of those Western Digital Passport drives.
Sure. Yep.
Are those pretty good? I mean, what should I look for in them? Are they all the same?
They're not all the same. The really inexpensive ones, the Passport Essentials, I believe don't come with any additional software to help you do a backup.
Okay.
And if all she wants is to copy information manually over there to drag her pictures over or whatever it is, that's fine. But if she wants something to make that process automated, like as soon as she plugs it in, it just syncs up, some of the higher levels of those drives include that software. And it'll say right on the package whether it includes anything or not.
Okay. Otherwise, she could use that sync toy. I think you told me about that.
She could use independent software or do everything manually. It's just a matter of how comfortable she is setting that up.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Super, thank you.
I want to say one other thing too for backups, and actually, I'm doing this running a backup at my house as we speak. Is Carbonite is the online backup service.
Okay.
And the cost on that is, I think they charge $5 a month.
Yeah.
So in the long run, over 2 years, it's going to be about the same as an external drive would be.
All right. And then it's online, kind of like?
Online. Whenever you're connected to the internet, it's uploading your stuff.
Yeah. And that's safe storage?
Yeah. Absolutely. It's, it's one of those things that people kind of wonder, how safe is it really? I would say it's safer than even the information that's going to be on your computer because they've got tons of encryption. And, it's their job really to keep that information safe.
Okay.
So it's just another thing to think about. You can access it from any computer that's connected to the internet if you need to access those files or download anything that was deleted. So
that's why I like Yahoo. You never lose your email.
Exactly. Yeah, that is true.
Okay, well, thanks for... Oh, one more question on those passports. I noticed at least one of them said it had an 8-megabyte buffer.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
That's more important if you're going to be using that drive for anything like editing video, or when you're editing music, something that would require the drive to respond faster.
Okay.
If
okay,
all you're going to do is copy data, doesn't really matter.
Okay, super. Thanks a lot for your help.
You're welcome.
Have a nice Thanksgiving.
Hey, thanks. You too.
Bye.
Bye.
And obviously, Kev, the nice thing about having the drive right there is it's faster than an internet connection would be. So if you are using something like Carbonite or Mosey or any one of those online services, you've got the information right there. But, yeah, doing the Carbonite for a year, Kev.
Yeah, there you go. Have you used it yet? Nope.
I used it one. I did a two-month trial, and it was pretty nice. And then I got lazy, and I never did the full year. But, trying it out for a full year.
Okay.
Takes a while to upload when you've got 40 gigs of music and photos.
Sure.
So,
but then after that, not so bad.
Yep. But that has definitely saved a couple of our customers by having either an external drive or more than a couple.
Yep. The key is just having more than, you know, one copy of your data at any point in time, because no matter what it is, something's going to go wrong. Drives fail. That's, you know, part of the nature. They don't say they're going to last forever.
Give us a call if you're listening, 395-1450. The Computer Guys here on WHTC. Kev, we've talked, well, we'll talk about that in just a second here. First of all, take this call. Good afternoon, caller. You're on with the Computer Guys.
Yeah, I've got a problem on my computer. Like when I go on to the Explorer, you know, Internet Explorer.
Okay, sure.
I get on to, like, my Yahoo. And then I'll go, say, like, to a certain website, and then I go, you know, from that website into another. Say I've got four boxes down along the bottom. They're all through Internet Explorer, so you can bounce back and forth from one window to the other.
Sure.
You X off of one of them, and it takes all of them off. Is there a problem that I could... you know, a way that I could get it to stop doing that?
And it's actually on the bottom along your little taskbar there. It's not as little tabs within the window?
Right. It's down along the bottom, you know, when you're, say, you go into WHTC.
Sure.
And then you go into, like, the Trading Post or, you know, you get four or five, you know, different pages along the bottom.
Yep.
If you X off of one of those, it takes all of them away.
Well, I'll be honest, I don't know the answer to that. I've seen it. I mean, if there were all different tabs in there. Kev, you have any experience with the...
I'm trying to see exactly what would be going off. There might be a setting that could be changed. I'm not sure exactly where that would be. So every time you click on a link, it opens a new page?
Right.
Okay. I'm not sure exactly where that setting would be. I'm guessing somewhere in the options panel.
Okay.
From are you using Internet Explorer?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a tools menu inside of that menu. There is an internet options panel.
Okay.
And inside of that, there's one tab that's called advanced. Somewhere in there is probably a setting that controls this. I've never seen anybody have their computer set to this before.
Okay. So, I was wondering because it was working fine, and then all of a sudden one day it just started doing it.
Yeah, there's a setting probably got changed. What you can do is if you go into that internet options panel, mm-hmm. And in the advanced tab, there's a button that says reset.
Restore defaults.
Yep. And basically what that'll do is that'll reset everything to the way it should be when you first open up your browser. And then you hit OK. And then you need to close Internet Explorer and open it back up again. And it should be fine after you're done.
Okay.
That,
we'll
some
that
setting,
shot.
Some program that got installed or something changed that setting. And this will set it back to the way it should be.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for your call.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, Kev, I was just double-checking the internet options on this one, and I didn't see anything. This is on Internet Explorer 6.
Okay, and I looked at 7, and I don't see anything that would obviously be that, but a reset of those options should set it back to the way it should be. So,
never heard of that problem before.
No,
but
I've never seen that, where every time you open it, opens up a new window. So,
well, that it's a little crazy. What I was going to say, though, is that SciStar was the company that was making the Apple computer clones.
Sure, I remember that.
Well, a federal judge has tossed out SciStar's antitrust lawsuit against Apple, one of its most important avenues to remaining in business.
What the article neglects to say, though, is that the judge owns an Apple.
That's probably true. He likes his shiny screen. So the judge of the federal court for California rejected their SciStar's argument that Apple uses anti-competitive practices to prevent companies from selling computers that run Mac OS X, according to the court documents. SciStar can amend its complaint in order to try to convince the judge that has a better argument, but it only has 20 days, this is as of last week, to decide whether or not it can overcome the judge's decision. So, unfortunately, if you're hoping to be able to buy a computer running Mac OS X without having to pay the higher prices for an Apple, you might have to wait a little bit longer, or just do it yourself.
That's right. There is always a way.
Well, there are ways. There are actually a lot of people. There are tons of forums online that tell you how to run OS X on a computer without it, that computer being made by Apple.
Yep. Now, that
you've got to be a little...
That all was made a lot easier once they switched over to the Intel chips.
Absolutely.
Now, if they switch away again, it'll be interesting to see, because then that makes it a little bit more difficult. But there's always a way.
If you're willing to work hard.
That's right.
Also, Kev, there are two people who are getting into the video game business for computers that it's a little surprising.
Who's that?
The Army.
Oh, really?
Just invested $50 million in a video game unit.
A unit?
Well, you know, where they're going to make video games.
Development, okay.
Development, yeah.
I thought you meant like a player.
Oh.
Like the Army's making the Xbox Army Edition.
Oh, no. That I don't think they're going to do.
Just
and
for troops use only?
National Geographic.
Interesting.
Best known for their yellow-framed magazine and often breathtaking nature shows, National Geographic is
getting
into
video
games.
You get to play a photographer. Like, everybody wants to be a photographer for National Geographic, but everybody wants to, and there aren't that many jobs, so.
Well, you got to figure it'll probably be more along the lines of education.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think it'll be hunting lions on a safari with National Geographic.
Maybe there'll be a hack for that.
Yeah, it could be.
So instead of just seeing the lions, you're now armed with a gun. It'd be like Deer Hunter.
So they say their content is extremely well-suited for a global gaming audience.
Hmm.
Games will be drawn from a broad range of content and themes.
The Army one, I think they've developed a game, and this was to sort of generate interest.
Army of One, I think.
Yeah, and I don't know that I've ever played it, but I do remember hearing about it. So I'm guessing it's further along those lines.
Good afternoon, caller. You're on with the computer guys.
Hey, good afternoon. My son has a laptop computer that... where you plug in the power, your power source, it's got to be just right. Is that something that probably needs to be welded or something on the inside the laptop?
Yeah, welder might be overkill. I'd probably go with a soldering iron.
Or a solder. Yeah, I sent it in before when it was under warranty a year and a half or 2 years ago, and now he just came home from school and said he had the issue. Yeah, how much does something like that run?
You know, it really depends on the condition. What do we usually say on that, Dave?
For us, we usually replace that jack too, and it's one of the more expensive repairs on a laptop. You're usually looking at somewhere between $150 and $225 to get in there, put in a new jack, and then get everything soldered in and welded down on there.
Yeah, because we like to go beyond just that soldering joint, and we actually like to adhere the jack to the board and try and make it a little bit stronger than when it shipped from the factory.
Okay.
And, you know, that it's up to you, depending on how old the laptop is, whether that's worth it or not. It can also be, too, that the power cord itself can be the problem. And so until we see that, we kind of got to decide which way to go with that. Sometimes it's the power cord and sometimes it's the jack.
What's the turnaround on that? A couple of days?
It really depends on whether that jack inside needs to be replaced. If it doesn't need to be replaced and just needs to be reseated back on the board, you know, then it's, you know, a couple days. But if we have to order that part, we've got to find a good supplier for that part and then get it, because every jack is different. So then you're looking at more like a week.
All right. Good. So, thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Definitely one of those annoying problems with the computer, the power jack. Apple's got the ingenious little magnet.
Yep.
That they use on laptops.
I think they've patented that, and
probably
nobody's found a little loophole for that patent yet or deemed it worthwhile.
But it's definitely one of the more common problems on laptops. Yep. That jack is
yeah, but usually not the most rugged. It's not always the jack. Sometimes it is that power cord, because that the end takes a lot of flex, and the cord goes in and out of bags and here and there, and you know, sometimes it starts to fray or separate a little bit from the contact. So, you know, really without looking at it, it's hard to say which way to go with it, but definitely worth having evaluated. Anyway.
Kev, if you're looking for a site to go to, Google, of course, has always got something.
I mean, of course.
You just can't go another week without two Google stories. Well, we've got Google's announcement that it was making available 10 million images from Life magazine's archives dating back to the 1750s.
Wow.
Most of the news accounts covering this announcements refer to the photos, and none mention that the photography wasn't invented until the early 19th century. So only a small percentage of the images, including newly digitized images from photos and etchings, have even been published. The rest have been sitting in dusty archives in the form of negatives, slides, glass plates, etchings, and prints. At this point, Kev, you can already go to Google's webpage and find about 20% of their archive online. The rest, they hope to have up within the next few months.
Really?
Go to images.google.com, and then it's under Life. I don't know if you just search for Life or what you do there, but it says type in any Google image search, if you type in source:life, then it'll search the Life directory. And they've got it here. You don't just see it here, Kev. With this is actually what the page looks like when you go there. Obviously, without the photos on it. But, yeah, there's all kinds of stuff. So I'm definitely going to check that out, because that sounds pretty cool. A lot of good photos from that. The Life Image Archive.
Life Image
Archive. As well as, apparently, articles and etchings and everything else. So.
Very cool. This is kind of interesting. A judge orders NFL Players Union to pay up over video game images. Federal jury has ordered NFL Players Association to pay more than $28 million to retired players. The ruling from a panel in San Francisco finds the union failed to properly market their images. At issue was a series of marketing deals on behalf of the players who are featured in properties like video games. The ex-players claimed, for example, that the union told officials at EA to scramble the images of retired players in the Madden NFL video game. According to the 2001 letter, the union warned EA that if players' images are clearly seen, the company would have to pay them royalties. So the players say,
hey, I wish that you could be Barry Sanders in Madden. That'd be awesome.
Can?
Well, it's like number 20 from the historic Detroit Lions. You know, I wish it was like Barry Sanders with his picture on there.
See, there
or
you
Walter
go.
Or Walter Payton,
there
you know, go. That type of thing.
So the 2008 contract called for the union to get more than $35 million. The MVP of this case, as far as the players are concerned, is Hall of Fame cornerback Herb Adderley. He filed suit last year on behalf of more than 2,000 of his former colleagues. Adderley is 69 and played in four of the first six Super Bowls. Wow. Four of the first six. Back in the day.
So video games, though, these days are so amazing with their graphics that you can practically see who these players are in the game.
That's why you don't want to scramble them. Because then they don't get their money. So,
Kev, the last few years we've talked about online shopping spending just going up and up and up.
Yep, through the roof.
Yep, Wall Street Journal article as of today. Online shopping to plateau as a slump hits cyberspace.
Okay. It's going that far. Yep. It's affecting everybody.
This is from the Wall Street Journal today. Nobody was expecting online shopping to be immune from the economic downturn, but most forecasts had been calling for at least a smidgen of growth. Now, even that hope is damped.
Wow.
For the first 23 days of November, online sales declined 4%.
Whoa.
To $8.2 billion from $8.5 billion the same time last year. The firm projects that retail spending online in the months of November and December will total $29.2 billion, flat from the same period last year. A lot of the online retailers like Buy.com and the others are having some pretty aggressive pricing and sales, really worried about what's going on here.
Yeah, the thought of Black Friday sales online.
It's been happening all week.
Dell, I know.
I mean, Dell's had
but
some crazy
But it's crazy.
Prices.
I mean, a lot of them aren't starting until the typical, like, 8 a.m., on, you know, the Friday following Thanksgiving. Like, there's no waiting in line for that. You just have to be there at 8 a.m. and buy one of the 10 of whatever. Man, those places are going to get slammed. So It's kind of missing something, you know? You just get to do it from the comfort of your easy chair and your pajamas. You're not waiting in line. You're not fighting the crowds. You're fighting the e-crowds.
I don't plan to do either.
Me neither. Sleep not buying in. A thing.
Not going to get in line early. Well, let's go ahead and take another call here. Good afternoon, caller. You're on with the computer guys.
Hey, you know, you guys were just talking about that America's Army video game.
Yep.
Yeah, they've been into that for years already.
Well, it came out maybe, what, 2 or 3 years ago, I think they came out. It was a free download.
Oh, it's been longer than that.
Really?
Yeah.
It's been out like 5, 6 years.
There's a couple of different versions of it. I think this is one of the first times they've really said, okay, we're going to develop this. We're going to set aside funding and, you know, come up with a whole program to develop. I don't know if it's just
for training as well.
Yeah, for this game or other games as well, but they're seeing it as an actual tool. And I think that's because of the response that they've gotten with the America's Army game.
Right. Because there's millions of people all over the world that play this game right now. I know they're going to a new version.
Have you ever played it?
Be different. Oh yeah, I play it all the time.
Hmm. Is it just like a first person or?
Yep, and you got your different teams, and they've got some missions where you play against the computer, and other missions where you play against the other team. You got your like team speak and Ventrilo where you can talk
to your
partners, and it's a lot of fun.
Now, do you have to have a powerful computer for that, or is that run on just the average computer?
It's a pretty good sized program. It's like 6 gig.
Okay. Oh man, yeah, that's a free download too, huh?
Yeah, it's a free download, and the new version 3.0 is coming out here. It was supposed to have been out already, but it's a huge program. It's one of the best programs I've played on.
Well, I'm almost afraid to try it. I've read about it a couple times before in the past, and they come out with an update or a new version, and I can't believe it's been that long already, but I'm afraid to almost install it for the fear of it might be hard to stop playing it.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Oh, well, that's great. Well, hey, thanks for that. We appreciate that.
You bet.
Have a good day. Bye-bye. It was Rogue Spear. It was a similar type of thing in a computer video game. And actually, funny that we mentioned that. There was a little story here. 90% of gaming addiction patients are actually not addicted, Kev. Turns out that the BBC is carrying an article in which states that 90% of visitors to Europe's video game addiction clinic are not, in fact, addicted. The problem is a social one rather than a psychological issue. In other words, the patients have turned to heavy gaming because they felt they didn't fit in elsewhere.
Interesting.
Rather than the fact that they were addicted to it and couldn't stop playing.
Huh. Well, it's good to know.
Although I tell you, if you get a good enough one, you can definitely
That's why I can't even go there. Can't even go there. If it's a driving game, I'm done for.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Till I beat that game. Yeah. It's over.
So, although we talked about that one Chinese guy about a year ago who played 40 hours straight and died.
Yeah.
So,
hopped up on caffeine and whatever else to keep himself going.
Well, that was a cheerful story to end on there.
Yeah, Kim. Way to go, Dave. Way to bring that up. So, anyway, think about that when you're playing video games over Thanksgiving. Don't play for 40 hours straight. Take a nap in there somewhere and eat something. But anyway, the music means it's the end of another show. Thanks for tuning in today. If we weren't able to take your call, give us a call during the week. 394-4940 is our number. We are from Macatawa Technologies. We're located on the south side of Holland, 399 East 32nd. That's one block west, the corner of 32nd and 31. Also, check out the podcast. Easiest way to do that, type WHTC into the Apple iTunes Music Store, and we'll pop up, and you can take us with you as you go shop for the deals.
Don't forget, next week, Kev, I've got 5 tips to extend the life of your laptop battery.
Hey, there we go.
Thanks again, and have a great week.